Let's see. Good evening, everybody. This is Eileen Rosin, the chair of the Pacifica Audit Committee. It's 8:35 p.m. This is we're having a short open session tonight, and I will call the roll. Here we go. Adriana Casanez. Nope. Bella De Soto?
Present.
Bella? Okay, Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Okay, Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Okay, great. Grace Aaron?
Here.
James McFadden?
Here.
Julie Hewitt? Julie, you here? No? All right. Lyndon Foley.
Here.
Marilyn Vote-Downey.
Here.
Sandy Weinman.
Here.
Sandy is here. Sean Rhodes.
I am here.
Good. Hi, Sean. William Hereway again.
You're present.
I believe you're here, and I am here. So that is 5, that's 11 out of 13. And I'm going to guess
Julie Hewitt
will show up. Oh, there you are. Okay, great.
So I'm here. Sorry.
I understand that you're here now that I hear you. okay, roll call. That was roll call. We're going to have a pretty short open session tonight, probably just 45 minutes max. George Walter should be joining us at some point.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, you're there. You must have just turned up. I don't miss you. Oh, there you are. Okay, great. And I've invited, we have Jim Sagerton with us tonight. He is the chair of Pacifica's Finance Committee. And as I explained in emails here and there to the audit committee, it seemed like a good idea to have Jim with us since so many of our issues kind of intersect. I don't want to say exactly overlap, but, you know, sometimes the audit committee needs to know what's happening on the finance committee, things like that. So we'll get into it when we get there. So welcome, Jim. Glad you're here.
Thank
you.
Can
we select a couple of some timekeepers? I think just one would be enough to keep people more or less 2 minutes speaking. And only, you know, I would like to keep it to 2 interventions per item. You know, after everybody else goes, then you can get a second bite. Do I have any volunteers to keep time?
I'll do that. This is Lyndon.
Thank you, Lyndon. I appreciate it.
You say 2 minutes?
Yeah, I think 2 minutes, unless it's, you know, one of us is trying to explain something, some heftier part of the agenda. I think it'll be easy to tell what's what. All right, so I will read the agenda.
Madam Chair, this is Bella. Can I ask
a
question? I'm having a very hard time hearing you. Is there a way you can speak louder?
Because you have a very soft voice. Bella, hang on. Are other people having a hard time hearing me?
No.
Elaine, Fred here. I'm on the stream.
Eileen,
I'm hearing you just fine.
Okay. Yeah, you said that for last time too, Bella. I'm wondering if it's your phone.
It must be. It must be then.
If everybody else can hear me okay. Yeah. I turned myself up here on Maestro, so maybe I should sound a little louder now to y'all. Okay. Agenda. 1 second, back to the agenda. All right, so the rest of the agenda will be going over approval of the minutes. We'll touch on new business, where I put in a point, a short review of the roles of the audit and finance committees, and just the date of the next meeting then, which we may end up setting during the executive session, which is likely to be more substantive, so it might be easier to set it then. We will adjourn to the executive session at about 9:15, okay? Can I get an approval, a motion to approve the agenda? Or any changes?
Madam Chair?
Yes?
The minutes that you sent...
We're not talking about the minutes. We're talking about the agenda right now.
I do not have the agenda. Do you, I'm sorry, I do not have the agenda.
I sent it to everybody today. I'll send it to you again.
Hold on. I think 3:55 p.m. Is that when
I don't know. Do you have it? If you have it, that's great. If you don't, I'll send it again.
Yes, if you could.
Okay.
This is Lyndon. I move to approve the agenda.
Thank you, Lyndon. Any objections? Okay. One moment while I resend the agenda. Here it is. I sent it at 4:51, 1:51 your time. I'll just forward it to you.
Thank you.
I sent it to everybody. Okay. Forward. Okay. All right, back to the agenda. Okay, any objections? I heard no objections. Oh, that's great. Okay, and I sent you my minutes, which were very, very short, plus some notes of mine, I think late last week, and then I sent them out again today just to make sure you had them. So I didn't hear back from anybody.
Madam Chair, Bella.
Yes, Bella. What is it?
I have some notes, and I was not able to write them and send them in time for the meeting. The summaries, principal points from discussions on the first page of the minutes. I would characterize the area that you say that the overlap. I would characterize that as the reverse, because much of the discussion on the audit committee may not get related in time or at all to the Finance Committee and vice versa. I am glad that James Suckerton is here with us today. Maybe he should have been on since the beginning. And maybe we can make this a protocol for him to be
on. Can we talk about this when we get to the point on the agenda about Audit Committee and Finance Committee?
Okay, on the second page of the...
could you please... Also, could you write down what you mean? Because I didn't really catch what you meant anyway. I'm not going to edit my notes on the fly. So please send your corrections, and we can always approve them another time.
Okay, then I propose that we postpone to... you meant to write the fiscal year 18 instead of 19 when you said file.
On the second page?
On the second page.
No, I did not.
But we have not filed fiscal year 19 yet. The audit
has filed our not. Excuse me, Bella. We filed our 2019-990. It may need updating after we perform the audit, but it was filed.
Oh, okay. All right.
Alrighty. So yeah, just send me, the changes of the text.
Okay.
Does anybody else have any other comments or changes they would like to make on these notes? I mean, I don't have to add the notes. The only thing that really has to be in the minutes is any decisions or votes or resolutions. But I would want to have these notes. I took them and I organized them here, and I just hope they would be helpful or useful to some of you. So I sent them. Okay. On the July 14th, 2020 minutes, I can't find any that I have. I think on that night we both got a walkthrough of the fiscal year 2018 audit, and we voted to approve it and send it on to the PNB. And in the closed meeting, I believe we just reviewed the management letter, but I don't have any official notes. So I was wondering if anybody else kept notes from that night, even if they're like scrawled partial notes. Yes? Hello?
Bella. Bella has notes.
Uh-huh. Bella has notes.
So this is for July 17th.
Yeah. Would you be so kind as to send them, and then I could put them into
a
minute format? Great.
Okay.
So we'll look at those. I'm sorry to postpone that one more time. I guess I was probably so caught up in the fact that we were actually going to sign off on the audit finally that I failed to take notes, or I didn't save them where I should have. No idea. So thank you. I added this point about a short review of the roles of the audit and finance committees. And I think you probably already understand why I did that, which was, you know, sometimes it can be confusing. What I wrote up in this little note for everybody, the one that's duties of the finance and audit committees, per Pacifica's bylaws, and then I go on for a while. I did that because, Darlene had actually written to me, and I thank her for this. You know, she also seemed to feel, I'm speaking for you, Darlene, correct me if you want to, feel that, you know, there was some, not confusion, but, you know, which things go with which committee, and that, you know, maybe we were kind of going into finance committee stuff, and I agreed with that. So that's why I wrote this up. Per the bylaws, our duties are actually pretty limited, as you can see. In the bylaws, it says the audit committee oversees the annual audit of the foundation's books, and the finance committee reviews and recommends the annual budget for board approval and monitors and reports on foundation financial activities at least quarterly, it says in our bylaws. And this is why I asked Jim to come tonight, so that he could also comment on things, because I know that some of the things we started to talk about last time are already being discussed in the Finance Committee. So, Jim, I'm guessing you probably didn't have time to read what I sent. Well, if you want to make any comments right away, or you want to wait.
I am reviewing what you said.
Okay.
As you speak.
Okay. Yeah, sorry I didn't, you know, get it out earlier. But basically, you know, when we get into some of the more technical issues, like the structure of the chart of accounts, now, Bella knows, and some other people know, Anita knows. Anita couldn't be here tonight, unfortunately, that, you know, I find our chart of accounts to be really kind of not very easy to work with. I'm not sure we're getting the kind of information out of it, you know, that we can generate the kind of information we would actually need very easily. But that's fine for us to observe, I think, in the audit committee, but we can't get into the nitty-gritty of it. You know, that's not our job. I'm not even sure it's the Finance Committee's job, other than to oversee or see if it's being done or if it's a problem or what needs to happen. It's really, you know, being a technical point, I think it really belongs to management. That would be an ETA, the way we're set up right now. I'm talking a lot. I would like somebody else to comment. So anybody?
I've done this with Marilyn.
Bella and Marilyn. Okay, please go.
Marilyn.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Marilyn.
I read what you wrote, and I see what you're talking about, but I just want to say that at some point, when you're on an audit committee, which this is the first time I've been on one ever, but when you wait and wait and wait for audits, and you wonder what is going on, why we don't have the audits, naturally your thinking trends into what are the problems behind it, where do they come from, how come it took so long, why? I mean, all kinds of questions come up, and without realizing that that's somebody else's job. But it seems to me quite natural.
Yeah.
I mean, we are human, and we do get frustrated. And even if it is the finance committee's job to take care of this, well, then maybe that's where we have to go next then, because these problems have to be resolved or the foundation's not going to survive. And so that's why we get sometimes a little pesky about it.
Yeah, no, I understand that, and thank you. That's why I agree with that. And that's why we do get interested in some of the things that we wouldn't normally be involved with. So that's exactly right. Bella?
Yes, I appreciate what Marilyn has just said also. but the fact remains that if we do not address the chart of accounts as soon as possible, and there's always excuses not to, there's always an excuse why we don't have the time. And I disagree with you, Eileen. The chart of accounts needs to be done and initiated from the top down, not from the bottom up. The stations need to be utilizing something that is universal across the board. So the stations cannot be designing their own chart of accounts. It has to be a well thought out streamed down lineup so that everyone knows where to
Bella, I don't disagree with.
I have not finished. I mean,
okay, go
I
ahead.
Have the floor.
Oh.
Thank you. And the finance committee is the body. That has to work on this and get this out. Now, I feel that the body needs assistance. People like myself, I can assist. I am a bookkeeper. I already created a chart of accounts. It was a lot of work, but I need to go back to it and work on it some more. But the finance committee is the body that needs to initiate this for the network.
Right.
Not NIDA, but the finance committee.
Yes, Bella, but this is the audit committee, and that's what I'm trying to say, that I don't think the nitty-gritty of the chart of accounts is really a topic for the audit committee. And
we can mention
it, but, you know, I don't think we need to get into the details. Lyndon, go ahead.
Yes, I read over the material you sent out, and I noticed one thing that jumped out at me, because I am worried about it, is it talks about internal controls. Two of these papers talked about internal controls being part of the audit committee, and it says oversees the organization's internal controls, including management compliance with applicable policies and procedures. And I don't think we have internal controls in Houston, and that is that is something that I would like to see. And if we have to get, you know, I'm sorry that Anita's not here. I understand that she has a very good reason not to be. I'm worried that Lydia's not here, because she needs to. She's the only person I think that can take action on this. But we need somebody to to look at internal controls, and that is from these readings part of the audit committee's or a audit committee's duties.
You're here.
Yeah, I think, I mean, the auditors are supposed to check to see if we are following our own internal controls. And the audit committee would then also, you know, want to read, to be familiar with our internal controls and see what
the
auditors have to look out. Yeah. We would want to see what they say about how we're doing with our internal controls. I'll get you when I'm finished. But I'm not sure we have all of those internal controls exactly written up in the way they should be, much less distributed and discussed with all of the stations or units. And after you, Lyndon, I might ask George if he would want to weigh in on that at all. Go ahead, Lyndon.
Okay,
Sandy.
I don't have it in front of me right now, but I do remember reading. Was that the management letter? And it talked about our lack of internal control. So we don't have to go wonder. I don't think we have to go wonder. We probably looked the last 5 years of letters from our auditors.
Uh-huh.
I believe.
I'm sorry. You said that we should look at the last 5 years.
Yes, I think we can look at those years,
yes.
and they're going to tell us that, no, we don't have adequate internal controls. I think that's what our auditor's conclusion was.
That's
yeah.
Right.
George, did I hear you say you wanted to?
Yes, you did.
Okay, go ahead, and then I'll ask George. Uh-huh. Go ahead, Sandy.
I wish one day to be half as diplomatic as my colleague, Lyndon. What Lyndon is describing in Houston is dire. We've had no visibility on cash flow bank statements, receipts of any kind for months now, since February. All of that was cut off. In the meantime...
I'm sorry, since when?
Since February of this year.
Oh.
So we have a problem, and I'm going to leave the rest for executive session discussion, but...
Okay.
We have a problem, and it's nothing we want to talk our way around. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Yeah, please do tell us more in executive session. George, if you don't have anything to say, that's fine. But if you do, it'd be great to get your take on
sure.
Some of this.
Certainly. And I think it was Lyndon just about took the words out of my mouth in that... The weakness in the internal controls has been reported for probably 6 years. Every letter that I've been involved in or look back on had many of the same issues. And nothing ever changes. The one change, and at the core of the internal control problem is segregation of duties. And when you have such a small finance shop at each place, it's impossible to have adequate segregation of duties. So it's not for lack of understanding or taking action, just that the way it's set up, it would be impossible to have seven different offices set up with adequate segregation duties. The other issue is the membership database. There was a partial effort to get a common database with Allegiance. But there's disparate membership programs. So that's an issue. Just going back to the chart of accounts, I only heard kind of general complaints about that. I think the chart of accounts and the structure is adequate. If there's any way to get back into CPB's good graces, a segment would need to be added to be able to handle discrete accounting. The problem with a current chart of accounts is the way it's used, in that business managers will put something like power for the transmitter, as an example, as a administration expense, where that should be a programming. And same thing with development. Too many what I would consider programming expenses are getting charged to development or to general administration, and that makes your financials look worse than they need to be.
Right.
And with that one improvement, and I'm not on the in the sales department, but the divisions that NETA has taken over management of, we do have segregation duties where bank recs are done by one person, reviewed by another, and they're done by people that are uninvolved with it. And so that's just normal segregation duties that any business should have. But with a 1, 2, 3 person department, it's impossible to do that, because going outside that department, people are unlikely to have skills to do it, and also unlikely to have the time to do it. So, so in our areas, that part has improved somewhat, although that. I'll leave it at that.
Okay. James, did you want to add anything on any of this? You know, what the finance committee might be working on these days? Or, you know, is involved in some of the stuff we've mentioned here?
Yeah, I'll say that I think a lot of this material should be discussed in executive session, especially with regard to the management letters. But I agree with the things that George was saying, and we have been discussing that. Historically speaking, we have had, about 5 years ago, I think, we had a new chart of accounts created for us by our previous audit firm, and that was unevenly adopted throughout the network. And so now we continue to have uneven application of that through the network, and we do need to, in my opinion, we do need to have uniform procedures for that. I have discussed that with Anita, and she has said that we don't have time to do that now, and that it would involve significant additional cost, but that it is a goal for the future, which I would agree with. And I want to look at pursuing further the idea of having more of our internal controls possibly handled by NETA. You know, it is working better now at the stations that are doing it with NETA. You know, and it was, he puts his finger right on the issue, which is lack of personnel. We have the same people opening the mail, processing the checks, making the bank deposits, and it's because, you know, at WBI, for example, we have one person doing all of those things, or we had. And so, in addition, we do understand that at some of the other stations that are still doing it themselves, we could possibly have some significant savings, not only get the work done possibly more efficiently and better, but also have significant savings by centralizing some of it. So, yeah, that's my comment for the moment. Yes. Thank you.
That's helpful. Thanks. So I'm not sure how deeply we need to get into, you know, what belongs to the audit committee, what belongs to the finance committee right now. I just wanted us to be aware of it more than anything else, that, you know, not everything has to be dealt with by our committee. So, you know, I did give you some links to look at if you want to read more about these things. And there's many more. I just grabbed a few. Some links about, you know, how to characterize the audit committee, what a finance committee usually looks like, and then the difference between finance versus audit committees. And then I found a chart. I just happened to stumble across one. Didn't read it very carefully. I hope it's good. It probably is fine because it's by, you know, one of the major nonprofit websites out there. So I will also post those on APFTX along with this agenda so other people can look at them if they're interested.
I did not understand what you just said, Eileen. Can you repeat?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Can you repeat what you just said regarding the agenda?
I said I will post the agenda and the other documents I sent on KPFTX for anyone who's interested.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would like to be on the stack, please.
Go ahead. I don't think I have anybody else on the stack.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Regarding the internal control, as a bookkeeper, the segregation of duty can be easily performed, even if it's three people department. Three-person department can do segregation of duties. One person can loop over the work of the other person. It can be done. Depend not everything, but specific items, areas that are very important can be then looked over by another eye. So it's not that you need a lot of people in a department, it's that the internal control system needs to be incorporated and followed. And that is procedure. That is daily bookkeeping procedure. It's very simple. If they're written down and each station has them, then everybody can follow through. At KPFK, the payroll is done by someone in the archive. That person then brings that information independently to the business manager, right? And the business manager mm-hmm. enters that into a grade frame. So you've got two people there working, but I am glad that the payroll information, salaries and deductions and taxes are done by someone outside from the KPFK per se,
right,
so that there is no conflict there. Similarly, we can incorporate such processes.
Fine.
Okay, just finish your thought and then we'll go. What was that, Bella? Thank you, Marilyn. I mean,
No, I ended there. That it's just a matter of incorporating a system across the board.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Eric to the back.
Eric, go ahead.
I wanted to know, because I volunteered to Joel, the personnel, the relevant personnel at my station, to be more get moving on the what the auditor needs. It seems to me that the justification based on these comparisons between the finance and audit committee boils down to the fact that the audit committee, and I'm quoting here from the second page, of one of these documents. The audit committee ensures that independent oversight occurs. So if I contact the personnel of the station indicating I'm a member of the audit committee, I can simply advert to the fact that I'm encouraging them to be...
Can I ask you to hold for 1 minute? Adrian is calling me. Hang on.
No problem.
Oh, good.
Okay, Adriana is with us now, everybody. Eric, please go on.
Great. Thank
you. I was just in the middle of trying to get a simple talking point that I can give to whoever I reach in connection with trying to encourage them to be more, perhaps a little speedier with their providing of information needed by our audience.
Yeah.
If I simply say that standing to do so is based on my responsibility to ensure that independent oversight occurs, therefore, you know, without being too heavy-handed about it, simply indicate that at this time there appears there might be, you know, a problem with that insofar as it's taking a little longer than it should. And that time is getting to be of the essence to finish the to bring our audits completely current. That is
well,
that
I
a fair
think that would
of,
be
our,
a,
of our authority.
I think we could go into a little more detail, perhaps in the executive session, to see just where they are and who should be talked to. Would that be okay?
That's perfectly fine. I just wanted to get
okay.
it. A little bit more simple terms, if I'm asked,
yeah.
for example, you know, what it is that I'm basing this, intrusion on their day.
Yeah, well, you know, they don't get to, well, never mind, I'm not going to say, okay. Do we have anything else we want to touch on in this meeting, or should we adjourn to our executive session? I think there's where we want to review what needs to happen. Bella? Yeah?
Yes, thank you. Regarding the notes from, I know that we postponed approving the minutes, but one area that is very critical, which was also my concern and others' concern on the management letter, is the provisional. Oh no! Excuse me. Not the management letter, but we discussed this last time. The provisional entries at the year end. There should not be provisional entries. Journal entries at the end of each year, which are the opening entries for the following year, need to be made timely. Need to be provided timely to management at each unit. There should be IC chaos. If people start entering provisional entries and having to reverse them again, this is chaos. This should not be. So I wanted to get that in there. Thank you.
That would be worth taking up with George also, seeing what his advice is, because he brought it up. So it'd be good to explore that further, because I'm curious about it too. So, okay. If nobody has anything else, let's adjourn to the executive session, which is supposed to start in, you know, a minute. And all that really means is that we will thank Fred for his help and ask him to cut the stream at 9:14 p.m. Fred?
I'm here. Do you want me? You want the stream cut?
I think I have to formally adjourn. Will somebody move to adjourn this meeting?
Do we adjourn?
Okay, Lyndon moves to adjourn. We don't need a second. Any objections?
Eileen, please, can you send me my own code?
Yeah, I'll look it up and send it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so Fred, you can go ahead and cut the stream then.